Road Letterkenny, 9137 400. National Fuels, bringing you the time at...
At 16 minutes past nine, we welcome onto the programme now Councillor Micheál Colm McGillagh-Eastburg. Good morning to you, Micheál Colm. Thanks for joining us.
Imagine why, Greg, because following the Ligalator Highland Radio or Newark na Haradan or Radio na Haradan.
Gurma Hagut. Now, we are talking about the closure or is it reduction in Fróiga services in West Donegal, Dunloe specifically? Is it what's happening here?
Well, what we don't know, let's be honest about it. The fact that we don't know itself should be enough to concern carers and parents, and more importantly, our young ones that uses the service, recognising the dedication, hard work that has been put into this project by the staff there and other volunteers. When I was told about this here, it was one of the parents who first got in contact with me. Absolutely livid, and to be honest with you, extremely angry in relation to the rumours that were going about, and they wanted clarification. They wanted to know exactly what was going on. But unfortunately, they weren't able to get the information that they were looking for. A lot of the young ones that are using the service, and it's one of the things that's coming across very strongly to me, is they're not into sport. They're not into coming to class scale, or they're not into boxing or athletics. And no disrespect to any of them organisations, they do fantastic work across
we're
athletics.
All different. It's just a different outlet. We're all different. It's just a different outlet for different people. So is the service, like, as much as we know, and as you say, this is a developing story, and I think it's always best to get this stuff out into the open rather than decision to be made, and then, you know, so we're right at it here now. So what service, as much as you know, is being provided, and has it ceased now, or is it going to cease into the future? How are things changing?
Well, look, I suppose one of the first things is that I have been in contact with Fróiga. I have been in contact with Tusla. I have given Tusla an invite to come on here today to clarify things. I am looking for a meeting. It was said to me yesterday that senior staff in Tusla were more than happy to meet me today. I unfortunately can't meet today, but I am available tomorrow. But this idea that they will meet with me as a public representative and not actually the service users, which first and foremost should be the youth of the community that uses it, the carers and the parents that send their children to the service. And I think one of the things here, I'm more than happy to be very wrong here, absolutely more than happy to be very wrong here, but my clear understanding is from the community and carers and parents and the youth is that there's been no consultation.
All right,
no consultation
well, let's,
in our community.
Let's talk to one of those community members and also a parent. Margaret Rose, good morning to you. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Greg. How are you?
I am good. So what you have three children. One of them goes to Fróiga, I understand. So tell us what it was up until now, what benefit there was there, and what your concerns are for the future.
Okay, so basically, for anybody that isn't aware of it, part of it is the NYP in Dunloe, and it's a community-based project that brings children from the ages of 10 to 18 together. And these children can come from any background. Anyone within that age group can attend. So NYP teaches them how to problem solve, and they're challenged by STEM tasks. So basically NYP, in my opinion, is doing preventative work. It's letting children be children, but also preparing them for the world of adults. And like Micheál touched on there, I have children, three children. I have a 12-year-old that attends Fróiga. He joined when it was online during COVID. My children are not into sports, and again, I have nothing against any of the sports, and you know, be it GAA.
Yeah, that's fine. Those sporting organisations, they're not sensitive. Lots of young ones aren't interested in sport. You know, it's not a slight on the organisations, but we all like different things.
They're different. And NYP focuses on activities that aren't readily available in these other settings. And as Micheál said, Tusla is one of its funders, and I'm actually not sure who else is involved in funding the project. But basically, NYP in Dunloe, like, it creates a safe and constructive framework for children from, as I say, any background with any difficulties, be it mental health issues, learning or physical difficulties. They have a place to go where they can be themselves. Kids are getting one-on-one, but they aren't made to feel different because everything happens in a group environment.
Yep.
And I think this is essential for our young people. We need to be increasing these supports, not taking them away. Like, what's just happening under our nose? Like, I'm here on here today representing the parents and the children in our community who found out on social media from a parent last week, I think it was Thursday evening, that NYP in Dunloe was finished. The management in Feroiga just tried to take it away from under our noses. Like, NYP is about empowering kids to stand up for themselves and for what they believe in and show respect to others. But this is not what the Feroiga management have done to us. They didn't give us a chance to voice our opinion. And I believe it's a pure lack of respect that they've shown us by not telling us.
And this leaves a big gap.
What do you think is going to happen?
Margaret Rose, this leaves a big gap here because there's very little else, isn't there, for the type
there's
of
very
people
little
we're
else.
Talking about.
Very little.
Did you want to come back in there, Micheál Colum?
Yeah, look, you can hear clearly in Margaret Rose's voice the anger, the frustration, and the absolute sadness that we're losing a part of our service. Now, Feroiga or Tuzla may come on and say we're not, and they might put figures across that makes it look all shiny and new, and that they're providing for a wider range of services within their broader community. From Dunfanaghy, we'll say, to Duhurry communities that are neglected in some aspects as it is. I'm not an authority in youth work, but I have worked in youth work for many years between Ballymun, Letterkenny and West Donegal here. And instead of reducing, because that's what this is reducing the service so that they can become a referral service for Tuzla, which basically becomes another arm of Tuzla that they can refer, and maybe it might be the reflection of Tuzla and some of their failures and some aspects. But instead of taking away from us, what we should be looking at in West Donegal is a greenfield site which provides services like what we see run by Gary Glennon and his crew in Letterkenny Youth and Family Services, or Lorraine Thompson and them. But no, we're not doing that there. We're not. What we're doing is we're reducing the service, and that's exactly our understanding of it, reducing the service for a community that is vulnerable at the moment as it is, and we are very concerned for youth at the moment in West Donegal. And we should be providing, or we should be looking to the state to provide us with a state-of-the-art building for our youth, for West Donegal, a state-of-the-art building then that will not make the families and individuals having to travel to Letterkenny, which is an hour away, and if you're on the islands, it's further away, to get mental health service. They are not providing the service that we as a community need. And the arrogance here, and this is where it's really important, and I think Margaret hit the nail on the head there, the idea that they haven't even given us the respect to consult with us. I asked specifically yesterday of Tuzla, of two organisations literally a stone throw away from where their office is. One of them is in the Old Chapel, and the other one is CDP, ran by a fantastic crew of people there in terms of the development of the area, and they didn't see it fit or important enough to consult with our community. The young ones themselves, the idea of empowerment, but yet we don't see the value of even talking to them and asking them what did they want for a service. I think it's arrogance at best.
Margaret Rose, remind us, how did you find out about this?
Last Thursday, I think it was last Thursday evening, Wednesday or Thursday evening on Facebook, because my child was off last week.
And what did it say? What did the post say?
It was just that it was a picture of her, this woman had up a picture of her son at the final class held by NYP.
And how long has it been going up until now, I wonder, Margaret Rose?
Well, Claire, who is the officer here in Dunloe, I think she's there over 20 years running it. I mean, Dunloe is not the only place affected by this. They're finishing up in Killybegs and Ballyshannon and Bundoran as well, as far as I'm aware.
Right, okay. Jean's,
I mean, we've sent emails to, we got, to, so on Thursday evening when we seen this, I mean, the notifications were flying then, And I just thought, I have two more children coming along who I would love to be put into that same environment as my other son is in. And we need to do something. This has to be reversed. I'm all for new things in the area to help children. But my thing is, why are they trying to fix something that isn't broken? Surely add on, but they're just taking this away from under our noses. And we don't even know what this new project is.
Yeah.
Who, if Tushla are sending people to it or referring people, we don't even know if that's what's going to happen. But if they are, does that mean that the kids that are going for the last number of years are just going to be pushed to the bottom of the list? What are these lists going to be like?
Well, it's
we don't even know who the funders are.
Yeah.
We don't have a clue.
Well, listen, we're going to endeavour to get answers. Micheál Colm, just before I bring Jean in, did you want to say something there?
No, it's just, look, the importance here is that our young ones are listened to.
What's wrong with transparency? What is wrong with this country and county that these decisions have to be made behind closed doors, that we're the last people to find out? What is going on? How is that any longer acceptable, that these decisions are dropped on us with no consultation with... So the exact same thing's happening with NowDoc. If we were able to have a conversation or some consultation, maybe we could arrive at some sort of a consensus that maybe change is better or what is to come. But these decisions are made and they're just dished out to us as if we just don't matter. I don't understand. I don't think in this day and age that is any longer acceptable. I really, really don't. Those days need to be gone.
Yeah, absolutely. And the idea that we're not consulting with the public and the very service users themselves.
Do you know why you don't consult with the public? The reason they don't consult with the public is because they may not like the answers. So if you consult with the public, that might alter what you want to achieve. I'm not saying that's exactly what's happening
good,
in this case.
But that,
yes, but it doesn't happen because they're afraid of what the public might say. They're afraid of having to take on Margaret Rose, who's clearly very well informed and very articulate, and could not be argued against, because that is Margaret is a person who's got a child who uses these services, can speak to the positivity of it, so much so that Margaret Rose wants this service to be available for her other two children. And no one could sit opposite Margaret Rose and make a conclusive argument as to why she's not right. And that's why you don't consult with people like Margaret Rose. Jean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Greg. Hi.
Your situation, your opinion, Jean.
Absolutely. Look, West Donegal, I feel, is always like the forgotten area. Mm. Anyway, we're disadvantaged, you know, economically, etc. So I think for the young kids growing up, they feel like they have no option but to leave, etc. So I just think something that brings them together, and you know, it's just so important for young kids today. You know, it's just bringing them together. It's a social outlet. You know, it's great for them to build their confidence. They do STEAM projects to improve, you know, exposure to technology. It just can't be underestimated how important this service is for young kids.
And presumably, it's an extra layer that will help them with development, interaction, education.
Absolutely, like. The school my son attends is a smaller school that's not in Dunloe, so he doesn't meet other kids outside of his own school environment because of the fact, you know, he's not sporty, you know, and as you said, there's nothing against sports, it's brilliant, but if your child isn't sporty, you can't force them into something they don't want to attend. So this way they get exposure to their own peers, their own age, and from other parts of West Donegal. They'll meet them later in secondary school, and it just helps them socially. It can't be underestimated how important it is to keep.
Yeah, Jean, what's your understanding of what the future holds, as much as you're aware? And if that's very little, that's fine, because that talks to the point of a lack of communication. But how often would your son have attended, and what do you know about what's going to happen into the future?
Yeah, so my son attended weekly in Dunloe, absolutely loved it. You know, there was outings, you know, say at Halloween, at Christmas, you know, so he absolutely loves it. Again, I'm not aware. There's been no communication from Tushla or from Feroiga. I have no idea. Like, I'm getting snippets from people, so I don't know exactly what's going on. You know, it's a one-on-one service is what I'm being led to believe. So, again, I don't really know, Greg. It's all word of mouth. There's no official statement.
And that's the answer in and of itself, that we're having to guess we're having to suppose, and it shouldn't be like that. Jean, thanks very much for joining us this morning.
Thanks, Greg.
All right, Jean. Micheál Colum.
Yeah, our faculty, Scott, the last word here, Greg, thanks very much to Highland Radio and everybody else that has highlighted this. And I would strongly ask the parents, to put as much pressure on everybody and anybody they can. But the main thing here is that Tuzla and Farragia, instead of looking to sit down with me as a public representative for the area,
yeah, and your line's broken there, Micheál Colum. Unfortunately, you've muted. You might wish to unmute there, Micheál Colum. All right, okay. Mary, Margaret Rose, what do you want from this conversation? What do you want from Farragia, from Tuzla?
Can I just add as well from what Jean was saying about
whatever the, you like. Sorry, I'm not pushing you on, yeah. Margaret. Say whatever.
Yeah,
you wish
no,
to
no.
Say.
Thank you. About the kids meeting and the outings, and it's great for them all to meet with their peers, surely. But see to the children that really need this service. It is so, so much more than that. Mm. I know kids who attend Gemma's Legacy of Hope here in Dunlow, and they now attend NYP. Mm. It's a place that they can build on their achievements, you know, in the NYP setting. I can't even tell you what it has done for my son, for his confidence. He's doing things now that he would never have done 2 years ago. Mm. And it's simple things maybe to another parent, but to me, it means so, so much. Mm. I would just like, we all went together over the weekend and we all did our own individual emails to the management of Farragia. Not one of us, as of last night, has got a single reply back. And I mean, a lot of emails were sent in. Like about what, not as a group, but what it meant to us, the impact of losing this service, what it meant to us individually, what it meant to our children. There was tears like from some children when they were told that this was being taken away. They understood, first of all, that it was finishing up for Christmas. Oh, yeah, that's okay. But it's not. It's been taken away from them. And I just feel that we have to fight for this to keep this as it is.
Right, well, they're going to have to clarify the situation, like, because, yeah. As you say, you as parents deserve respect, and the least you could expect is a response.
Yeah, yeah, that's all we're at. Just give us some information, give us something to work on. Stop letting us go through Christmas guessing.
Right, well, we're on it as well now, Margaret.
Thank you so much.
And we'll see what they have to say. And listen, very, very well spoken, and I really appreciate it. And as I say, maybe they don't want to have to try and have this conversation with you, Margaret Rose, because it could come out, I think, on the losing end of it. Because especially for someone who's seen advances in their children, and our children are so important to us and so personal.
Yeah.
And to think for what seems to be no good reason, and because we haven't been told, we can only... it doesn't make sense, and other children could miss out on the benefits of this. Margaret Rose, have a lovely morning and Christmas. We
Thank
may
you
speak
so
to
much.
Again if we can get any updates, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
But you're owed that, and the rest of... and the young people are owed it. You know, we always talk about the parents.
Yeah, they're owed that.
The young people are owed an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Absolutely.
Okay, Margaret Rose.
Happy Christmas
happy
to everyone in Highland Radio.
To you and your lovely family. Thank you so much indeed. Right, we will endeavour to get a response.